Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Over the years, I got to be quite a connoisseur of soap. My personal preference is for Lux, but I found Palmolive had a nice after-dinner flavor with just a touch of mellow smoothness.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. One, two, three, four.
Get on up, everybody. Monday morning, 5:55 on the Mark and Kim Show. That's a clip that Kim should recognize.
A Christmas Story.
A Christmas.
Little Ralphie.
Well, I was going to say, that wasn't Little Ralphie.
No, that was actually the narrator talking about Little Ralphie.
And what was Little Ralphie having done?
Washing his mouth out with soap and Lifebuoy, to be exact.
Well, they said Palmolive, Lux, and I didn't hear Lifebuoy in that clip there.
But Lifebuoy is what he was having to wash it out with. His preference was those things he was talking about.
Right. Had you ever heard of any of those soaps? Palmolive, Lifebuoy, and Lux.
Is that some type of lye soap?
I don't know, but I do know that there's a poll out this morning that says 12% of people have had their mouths washed out with soap.
Oh, yeah.
You have?
Oh, yeah. A lot of times, yes.
Really?
Now, I always thought that was some sort of empty, hollow threat that nobody ever would really have their, like, literally have soap put in their mouth. So, do you want to explain that, Lucy?
Just talking back. So
I know what you did. I'm talking about the actual soap insertion into the mouth. What did you?
There was two different ways. I had the bar inserted into my mouth.
The bar
to hold it in there for what, 30 seconds? I guess. I don't know.
To hold. So that was washing your mouth out with soap. Was putting the bar of soap in your mouth.
That's what Ralphie had to do.
That, and there was also a dial pump in the bathroom, and they would just squirt a few.
So you're a lot younger than us because there were no dial pumps. There were no pump soaps when we were kids. It was a bar of soap.
Yeah.
That's all there was. Now, I remember fourth or fifth grade Mike Neitlinger. Never forget him. It was one of those names from my past y'all laugh at. The teacher dragged him into the bathroom and closed the door and said she was going to wash his mouth out with soap. But I don't think he didn't come out. He didn't do any of that. I think she gave him a stern talking too.
Surely if she had washed his mouth out.
Her name was Shirley. That's funny. I'm kidding. It wasn't, of course.
But if she had washed his mouth out, he would have been.
Have you ever had your mouth washed out with soap?
No.
I dare ask, because I know mine was the belt and the hairbrush and the hand.
Mm-hmm.
Your form of punishment?
The hairbrush and the wooden spoon.
So you got slapped with a wooden spoon, did you?
No, I was threatened with it.
You were never hit as a child, were you?
I got a spanking.
A. Did you hear that?
Yeah,
A. Singularly.
Uh-huh.
My brother got a few more.
So you were spanked once in your entire... That could be part of the problem.
Mm.
This could be it. Now we figured we've homed in. We've homed in on the issue. You were never disciplined, were you?
Oh, I was disciplined. What it was is my dad.
Disappointed. I didn't want to be disappointing to anybody. No.
All my dad had to say was Kimberly.
Oh boy.
And look at me, and I didn't want to disappoint.
But that would come. See, that's called. Well, unless he'd already swatted you about, how do you know that meant something? If you didn't get all...
I didn't want to find out what it meant.
Huh?
I had a lot of go to your rooms, and then, I mean, and there wasn't stuff in my room. I mean, it wasn't like I had a television in there and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't...
Maybe we should
like
do...
Like it is today.
Just for the sake of the social medias today. Maybe, possibly, we could wash out Tyler's mouth with soap and see how that goes.
Well, you have to be pump soap. I don't think we even have bar soap around anymore, do we?
No, we do have a bunch of pump soap. Yeah. Maybe you just.
I mean,
have to,
here I've got bar soap.
Would
at
it
home.
Be like a rinsing, like you do
it
with,
may have
with toothpaste,
to with the foam? Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, 12% of you. We have a Facebook poll up right now. Not a poll, but it's just it's a post. And if you've ever had your mouth washed out with soap, never. It was never even a consideration for me. I didn't. I think in fifth or sixth grade. So I'm a fourth, or I think I said the word crap and got slapped on the butt while sitting on a stool.
Oh,
I remember getting a little swat to the behind. Was that the entrance to your
cussing club?
Oh, she didn't know about the cussing club. If she did, it would have been on like Donkey Kong playing ping pong with King Kong and Hong Kong and a sing-song eating them ding-dongs, baby. Woo! It'd be on. Oh, yeah. Me, David Cook, Buddy McKinney. We all had our cussing club. We would just rail those parents, baby. Rail them. Oh, that father. Oh, yeah. A lot of bleepity bleeps.
Use all the words, huh? Well,
every one of them.
Did you know what they meant?
Wait, what do you? We're 12. Yeah. You know what you, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we know what MF means. Did you not know it? Oh, she probably didn't know what MF meant until she was 18, of course, you know. We've done it. We did it. We snatched him by the ear and dragged him down the hall. We just washed out Yes Man's mouth with soap.
Terrible.
Foam soap.
He just came back in the room. I grabbed it on video. You poor thing, you.
Look at his face.
It was not pleasant, was it?
No, not at all.
What was worse? The soap in the mouth or the grabbing of the ear? Which one is dragging you down the hall?
The grabbing of the ear.
I was trying to be gentle. I'm sorry.
Had you ever been dragged by the ear
That's
before?
That's you being gentle?
Aw, did I hurt your ear? Ooh. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you.
It's okay.
It's okay. We'll get produce that. Get up on socials if you can. We'll take your comments and put them on the air here later this morning or in the podcast today. The extra bonus feature about whether or not you ever had your mouth washed out with soap. Soap in the mouth.
Just sounds awful. Who was the first person that thought that was a good idea?
I don't know, but it's got to go back to the 1800s, doesn't it? Like when they first had soap.
And that would be like lye soap or something, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yes.
That'd kill you.
When the dirty words you used were dang and darn.
Was it?
Oh, Lord Kim Hanser. Did you see, and this is not terribly out of the ordinary, a woman who stalked Harry Styles has been jailed and banned from seeing him perform. But it's the level of crazy that Myra Carvalho went to.
Myra.
Wow.
I had a friend in high school named Myra, and that's how we said it.
Wow, I bet she loved that.
Oh, she did.
She loved
it. She would say it too. She goes, it's Myra.
Huh.
Yeah.
She appeared at the Harrow County Court where she has been claimed to, where she claims that she sent 8,000 cards, aka letters, in less than 1 month to Harry Styles. 8,000.
Not in one batch, I'm assuming, too.
Right, Kim. How many of that 8,000 cards in a month, how many is that in a day, per day, every day, every day?
8,000 divided by 30.
What if
yes, man?
What if it's February?
Oh,
you're turning the math over to him now.
Yeah. He's
working on his getting his soap out of his mouth right now. And you're going to throw math at him?
I want to see bubbles come out as he works it out. You know?
Would that be 500 a day?
Sure.
It's a lot.
Dang.
She was sentenced to 14 weeks in jail after pleading guilty on Tuesday to charges of stalking involving serious alarm or distress. A 10-year restraining order was also imposed on Carvalho. Can you get a 10-year Tyler, can you get a 10-year restraining?
I have no idea.
Oh, you don't know.
Possible.
I just don't know. I mean, I would assume that.
Of the room. Yeah. You would be most likely to know.
Yeah.
I have to say, I appreciate you saying that because, you know, you usually turn that kind of stuff on me.
Not anymore. Now that Tyler's in the room.
There you go. You
know. I'm the punching bag today.
Today?
Yeah.
How about any day? How about every day?
Yeah.
Carvalho, who's been staying at a backpacker hostel, has been told not to contact the singer. She sent the 30-year-old singer handwritten letters while in the United Kingdom and ordered a series of cards for him that were sent to his address.
That's a lot of postage, too.
There's the concern. She's at a backpack hostel, but she's spending all of her money on postage.
That's a lot of money.
How much?
I don't know. How much is a stamp now? I don't know.
Your husband.
I'm getting your husband. No, your we're husband, out of those. Remember,
your husband traffics in forever stamps.
He doesn't anymore. We're out, and we're getting ready to get some because of thank yous and announcements and everything.
10-15 years ago, when we did this, he underbought.
He overbought.
He underbought. I didn't think he overbought. That wasn't the concern. He was looking to make money on the purchase.
He was looking to save money, not make money.
I thought he was saying that he was going to buy enough that he could sell them.
No.
And then make
you said that.
Oh. It was a good man. It could have been a good money making operation.
Mm.
You know, look, if the man was going to brew biofuel on his parents' farm,
yes,
okay,
he was going to do that.
He talked about doing it. Yeah. He certainly wasn't going
to
do it.
Well, because it was going to be cost prohibitive.
Wasn't going to do it. This is also a man that would think to make money on forever stamps by selling them for more than.
But he did not.
So mine is a money making idea. He's just crazy.
Yeah.
He should be out there with Mary.
I won't fight you on that.
With Myra Carvalho out there stalking. If somebody made fun of your name like that, you'd be upset.
Oh, they did. Kimberly Renee.
Yeah, but do you know how to spell Kimberly? That's the question.
I do now.
Do you?
I practiced all weekend.
Did you? Spelling it wrong twice. Kimberly. She spelled her own name, Kimberly.
Yeah,
and she did it twice. Twice, as we like to say around here. Probably the biggest Star 102.1 website-based contest I think we've ever done. I do believe. Wait till you hear the details coming up next on Taylor Swift's Wembley Flyaway. Details in seconds on Star 102.1. When I said Wembley just moments ago, did you have any idea? Wembley?
Stadium.
Hey, where?
London.
London, Kentucky's Wembley Stadium.
No, it's not it will Kentucky.
London, Kentucky.
No.
Taylor Swift's Wembley Flyaway. Enter to win the ultimate Taylor Swift's ultimate Taylor Swift's Eras Tour experience. Cross out that extra S for safety. Live Wembley Stadium in London, Kentucky. Sorry, England, June 22nd, 2024. Round trip includes airfare and hotel for you and a guest, spending cash. Are we going to give them pounds or dollars? And
you know, I don't know the answer to that.
What do you know the answer to? There's the question.
Well, not a lot.
As long as it's not math. Oh, two tickets. How many is that? More than one or less than three?
More than one and less than three.
Enter, go to star1021fm.com, click on Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour.
Can't miss it, right there on the homepage.
And follow the directions to enter to win. So it's not a text to win, it's not a call to win, it's a web-based contest at star1021fm.com, presented by Ray Varner Ford. Amazing. Ray Varner. Thank you, Ray.
Go, Ray.
Go, Ray, go, Ray. Wembley Stadium, London, England. What's the relationship between England and America? Yes, man. Is it a good relationship? Is it a bad? You know, what's the historic relationship between England and America?
Meghan Markle. That's about all I got.
You got Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
She's a succubus.
That's about all I got.
According to you.
Relationship between us both. Yeah.
But they're here trying to make amends.
If you were looking to the 1700s, what's the relationship between England and America?
I'm going to go with a war.
Of? A war? Of?
A revolution?
That caused? Playing Mad Libs here, aren't we?
I'm lost.
It was the Declaration of
Independence.
He had to ask. Independence? Kim is taking notes. Wait a minute, just in case I could ask something. Yeah. Any idea, Kim, around the time, around the year that the war for independence took place? America, the colonies, forming their own country?
1776.
Oh, she's on it today.
Where are your fingers on that keyboard over there?
Right here.
What was the War of 1812 for?
I don't know.
That's a tough one. I'll give you that's a tough one. So there you go. Taylor Swift's Wembley Flyaway. Enter at going to star1021fm.com. Click on Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, and follow the directions to enter to win. Those directions to enter to win.
Right there. Enter your email and you're starting. Then follow the prompts.
That's all you need to know. Coming up next, what was your number one fact that you pulled from this weekend's research on the Taylor Swift album? Remember I told you to come up with a list of all the things?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Did you write them down? And
yeah, I wrote them down.
Where are they?
They're right here.
Oh my God, you're lying. Did he not follow through on the assignment? Do you not remember? Kim's got like a mouth is agape right now. Ooh, I guess we'll be back with some.
They're somewhere. I wrote them down.
Somewhere?
Yes.
Over the rainbow? Way up high?
If that counts.
Some of the songs are about Travis Kelce.
Oh! I guess we'll have to have Kim come up with a list of Easter eggs and little tidbits about. Remember that I asked you on the over the weekend?
Yeah. It was right before the baseball game, Carter's baseball game.
My son's baseball game. Other things. Yeah. We'll be back on the Mark and Kim Show. Mark and Kim Show, most surprising little tidbit from your research on Taylor Swift's new album.
Me personally, I like the So High School. She's actually talking about Travis Kelce, making references.
So High School?
Yeah, it's called So High School.
The song is called So High School.
Yes.
I thought you meant the old album felt like it was just So High School.
No, it's about like Tay and Kelce, their romance, and it's kind of like a homecoming king and queen type deal with them.
And how's that about Travis? Because she didn't go to high school with Travis.
No, but he's the football player and she's the popular girl, mm-hmm. if you will.
But that's not the only one.
No. Now, also wanted to get into further detail about that as well.
Kim's doing her whole, I know more than you. Well,
she probably just does. On this one.
That look of
just on this one.
But I like the fact that she, in her lyrics, said, are you going to marry, kiss, or kill me? And there was an old interview when Kelce was asked about Taylor, Ariana, and Katy Perry.
Uh-huh.
So she referenced him in that interview.
Okay, Taylor was the what? Do you remember?
The kiss.
Right. Who was the kill? It was kill, marry, or bleep, right? What was it again?
Yeah.
Kiss, what do they call it?
Kiss, marry, or kill is what
who
it was.
Who did he want to kill?
One.
Who did
Taylor? That I don't remember, but I do remember for a fact that he wanted to
for
kiss
a fact.
Taylor.
Yeah, broke all records, Spotify records. The Tortured Poets Department, which now comes trippingly off the tongue. I'll never be able to say Dead Poets Society again without...
Now you have to think about that.
Now I have to say, the Tortured Poets Department, of course. Just hours after it dropped on Friday, became the most streamed album in a single day in history. It's also the first album to have more than 300 million streams in a day.
Mm. Dang.
Where's 350 million Americans, by the way? 300 million streams. In addition, Taylor is now the most streamed artist in a single day in Spotify history, and the track Fortnite featuring Post Malone is the most streamed song in a single day. The album sold 1.6 million copies in a single day, which is pretty much unheard of anymore. 600,000 of those were vinyl, as gullible young girls blow their entire savings on all the different variants. Posty says he was floored, beyond honored, to be featured on Taylor's new track, Fortnite. Anything else you'd come up with?
I actually thought it was pretty cool. Joe Alwyn and Paul Mescal.
Have
a WhatsApp group with Andrew Scott called the Torture Man Club. So there's word that may be possibly why she named the album what she named it.
Ooh.
Which is what?
Tortured Poets Department.
He still has to think about it.
Yeah. So, Joe Alwyn, somebody else you just mentioned who I've never heard of before.
Paul Mescal.
Who's that?
I have no idea.
Okay, have a chat group named Tortured...
Man Club.
Mm-hmm. Are these men that have dated Taylor, or was it just something that Joe Alwyn's in with somebody else that has nothing to do with Taylor Swift?
It was in reference to Joe Alwyn.
So she's seen his phone. So that means Taylor was going through his phone.
Oh, I'm sure.
What do you mean you're sure?
She seems like a phone goer through her.
Does she look like that to you?
Yeah.
Does Taylor need to be a phone goer through
her? She doesn't need to be.
Why are you making faces over there?
I'm looking to see who Paul Mescal is.
Okay. Is he the inventor of Mescal Tequila?
He's an Irish actor. So I guess that's why.
All right.
Fancy.
Joe Alwyn knows him.
Is it fancy to be an Irish actor?
Well.
You said fancy.
Yeah. It's a little bit fancy.
Huh?
But there was another.
Colin Farrell's fancy to you.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
Go on. Come on.
So Long London, about breaking up with Joe. It's a sad sequel to London Boy. And in her lyrics, she said, you let me give you all my youth for free. I stopped CPR. After all, it's no use.
Okay, you gotta read the lyrics. You tell me what it means.
Yeah. The spirit was gone. It's a callback to an earlier song, You're Losing Me, which was about Joe Alwyn.
Okay. There's a lot of heartbreak and sadness in that, I think. It is.
She's got the voice on. She's got a lot of heartbreak.
No, really, because it does. I mean, if you listen to the words on these things, mm-hmm. she was really sad and mm-hmm. felt like she was locked away. And
been through a lot.
Yeah.
Locked away?
Yeah, she did.
She's Taylor Swift. But she's locking away Taylor Swift.
Well, because she was in this relationship, she felt like she was locked away. They didn't go out. They didn't do things.
Maybe
they didn't
locked away in those boxes that she would get herself into.
Maybe so.
Transport in and out of these places. Now she doesn't seem to care anymore.
Well, because it wasn't her. It was she's alluding to the fact that it was him.
Joe Alwyn.
Yeah, that didn't want to be seen out and didn't want to keep everything private.
Will he ever work again? If, in fact, most of this album is about him, will he ever work again? Will the Swifties ever go to a film or a TV show, watch a TV show with Joe Alwyn? The question is, has there ever been a film or a TV show with Joe Alwyn? Who the hell is Joe Alwyn? To this day, I couldn't spot Joe Alwyn in a lineup of Joe Alwyns. I literally couldn't. And please tell me we're saying his name wrong. Is that right? It's Alwyn?
As far as I know, okay. That's what I've heard.
It's like the silent W, so it's just an Alan. Like Joe Alwyn.
I don't think so.
Okay. No. Joe Alwyn, please. So,
those are your fancy names.
Those are your top tidbits, huh?
Top tidbits. So there's one more.
Quickly.
Thank you, Amy. And she capitalized.
About Kim. We know about that.
Yeah, about the Kim Kardashian. Right. Yeah, that's my favorite one.
It's effectively a diss track.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why reawaken that? I mean, that couldn't have been more
far. Because it still hurts, I guess.
Couldn't be more far dead. Okay? That could not be more far
dead. But it was an ugly time.
Well, that's true.
Six people were caught taking two bear cubs out of a tree in Asheville, North Carolina for a picture opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
What?
You don't do that.
I didn't say you did that.
Well, when you went, mm-hmm, like, it was like, that was okay.
Like, is that what you gleaned from that? I just, mm-hmm. like, as in, okay, I'm sure there's more to the story. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I
there's a lot more.
I understand
the
for one time the words that have come out of your mouth. So, mm-hmm.
Well, the reason I asked if you had made your way back to North Carolina.
Because you know me. There you go. Here we
because
go.
Because your
there
Hug a Bear go. Program and hug all that
bear.
Stuff.
Hug a Bear program.
Wrestle mm-hmm. a Bear.
No, I'm going to hug a bear. Why would I wrestle
you
a bear?
You said wrestle a bear the other day.
He wants to die. That would be a good death.
Play wrestle with a bear.
Well, a bear that. Cub, he said he thought he could beat.
First of all, that's not what I said.
You said you could live.
Here we go.
You said you could live.
Here we go.
You said you could live.
I could live. Anyway. I could live. You mean survive?
Yeah, like it wouldn't kill you.
Mm-hmm.
I said I could.
And I wasn't sure about that.
I could fight a juvenile bear, but the adult bear I'd have no chance against. But if I died from it,
it'd
I'd have a good
death.
That'd be mm-hmm. a good death. So yeah, you and your conflating, you took four stories and you mixed them into one. So I was not in North Carolina, nor would I ever climb a tree.
No, they didn't climb a tree. These cubs were on the branches where they could just reach up and get them.
Okay.
So they got one of them.
Okay.
And another family or group of people mm-hmm. caught the, you know, got their camera phones out and were recording them. And you can hear the people recording them going, I can't believe they're doing this. I can't believe they're doing this.
As opposed to intervening, they're just recording.
Well,
right?
Eventually they did say, what are you all doing? And the family was just like, oh, like they didn't see anything wrong with it. So it's like, to me, it was obvious that they're not from an area that has bears.
Okay.
Because bears. They just thought it was fine. Mm-hmm. Because the little cubs, you know, were, they were still with their mom. They were young enough that you could tell the mom.
Hold on.
They were still with the mom.
So they were alone or with their mother?
They were alone at the time, but they were both up in the tree.
So they're dopey enough to not know that if you mess with a bear cub's, a bear's cubs, you're gonna find out what a good death is.
The mom's got the mom's got to be somewhere around. Plus, they're also dopey enough to not know that if you mess with the cubs, the mom's probably not gonna. If she doesn't come and attack you for messing with her cubs, that she may leave the cubs too because you've messed with them. So anyway, they're taking these pictures.
I think that's a fallacy.
Well, that's part of the story too, where the North Carolina Wildlife Resource.
I think they say that. I don't think that's actually true though.
Well, they've like said that in their statement.
Don't touch the baby bird. Because the mother will never come back to the nest or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's true.
Well,
I think that's a.
They said that in their statement. Why would they say that in their statement
because,
if it's not
because
true?
It's another. It's a way to hit you, you know, in the heart, in the feels. You know that baby will be orphaned and the mother will never come back. I don't think that's true. I think I've read. I think that that's one of those old wives' tales to try to keep you from messing with bear cubs. Because if it's not scary enough that you'll be attacked, then maybe it'll pluck your heartstrings knowing that the baby will be left.
Well, I don't think these people would care anyway, because here's what happened. They got the one of the cubs out of the tree, and the brother or another guy with the group was trying to get the other one out, and he never could get it out. But while the girl who got the cub out of the tree is over there and they're snapping pictures, well, all of a sudden the bear turns around and bites her.
Ooh.
And so she drops the bear, injuring the bear, because he's like, you know, sort of stumbling away. And so that's when the other people who are filming the bear say, See what you've done? Helping back up in the tree. Helping back up in the tree.
As opposed to just calling TWRA or whatever organization there is in North Carolina.
Well, eventually they did because the CWRA, nor NCWRA, comes and gets them. It's a lot of letters.
What about the NCAA? Are they involved at all?
So they come and try to find them.
NAACP? Were they involved?
No. Okay. So they find one of the bears, apparently the one that ran off, but the other one was never found. He's still out there on the run. And so the family is not going to be charged with anything though.
Why not?
And I thought that was weird.
Why not?
Because I don't know. They just said they will not be charged with anything. And that was the weird thing.
Video.
And so people are raising Cain online and everything else, thinking that if they raise enough fuss about it, that maybe the NCWRA will come up and charge them with something. But they're saying at this time of year, the mother bears are emerging from their den, their cubs, so the mother probably went to find food to bring it back to them, and these people are idiots, essentially, for trying to get them out of the tree.
They should be doxxed.
Yeah.
If, in fact, they don't get arrested and they don't get charged, then there's enough people out there, and I'm all about doxxing.
I was going to say, you've never been about doxing.
I'm kidding. But people that do idiot stuff like this, maybe they need to be doxed. Maybe their information needs to be out there. Maybe people need to know that these people are just absolute idiots. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with telling somebody that they're an idiot?
Well, people are now sharing the video and stuff and saying, if you know these people, put their information on here because they're going to.
That's what I just said.
I know. Well, that's what they're doing. So I was just shocked when you said these people need to be doxxed.
So don't you think they need to be doxxed?
Oh, I agree in this case.
Well, then why would you be shocked?
Because they didn't get any...
why would you be shocked that I would say that you need to be doxxed if you believe the same thing?
Because you're not generally for doxxing.
If for something like this? Absolutely.
Well, I would agree.
If you have your own opinion on something, and it may be controversial, there are certain ways in which I don't think you need to have your home out there on the internet for people to come by and harass you. But at the same time, if you've done something, these people need to be doxxed. And I hope they are. I hope they are. And I hope they're arrested for their crime, because that is an actual crime.
But they're not going to. They said they're not going to be charged with anything. They're not arrested.
I'd like to know somebody.
The officials talked with them.
Oh.
And said, essentially.
We really didn't know. Oh, please. You got a softy for a NCAAPR2 official. All right, says the time's up. Star 102.1 with the Mark and Kim show. It's well past the 0-0 point. As we welcome our two contestants for her versus him, Mark versus Kim. One is named Jenny and one is named Sandra. So it's her versus her, Mark versus Kimber. And today, Sandra and Jenny are playing the list for...
two passes to the Southern Tequila and Taco Festival in Farragut this Friday. These passes get you into the festival at 6 p.m., 5 tokens to sample tequilas, cocktails, or beer, and 3 food tickets for tacos. Event benefits remote area medical.
There we go. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning.
Hello, Jenny.
Good morning.
We got a couple of out-of-state representatives based on their phone numbers, one in North Carolina, one in Chicago. Chicago, not a state, by the way, Kim. I just wanted to make sure you understood that. The state of? Chicago's in the state.
Illinois.
Yes.
Oh.
Well.
On a roll today.
I tell you.
Studied all weekend.
I'm about to hand a list. Okay, so Jenny, you're playing with Kim today. Sandra, I'm your partner.
Okay.
So I'm going to hand a list to Kim. She's going to try to describe this list to you, Jenny, over 75 seconds. As many out of 10 as possible would be nice. Sandra, at the end of the round, if they've had to skip or ran out of time on some, feel free to jump in there and steal some points at the end of the round. We'll prompt you on that. Any questions, Jenny or Sandra, about how this game is played?
No. Nope.
On your mark, get set, go.
This is a bug that comes out in the summer and it bites you. Yes.
This is a bug.
The hair above a man, hopefully mostly men, their lip. It's not a beard, but it's...
Mustache.
Yes. This is when somebody is talking, but you can't really understand them, so they're kind of... Blah, 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 blah. What do you call that? When they're talking, but you can't really understand them, and it's kind of... Blah, blah, blah.
Mumbling?
Yes. But it's just cut off the last part of it. It's just a...
Mumble.
Yes. When someone has killed somebody, they have committed a...
Murder.
Yes. Not your father, but your...
Mother.
Uh-huh. In a basement, it has a smell, and that smell is...
Musty.
Mm-hmm. When you work out, you are trying to build a something in your arm or leg.
Muscle.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. This is the things that grow in your yard. They come up from the ground.
Weeds.
No, they're you can eat some of them, but some of them are poisonous, and fairies play around them.
Berries.
No, fairies play around them. They're
fairies.
They
come on.
I don't know. Sorry, I got tickled.
You can't name. Oh, hold on. Scoremaster Steve, who kept having to look at my notes to see what the score was.
Thanks for calling me out. But yes, I have 7 for Jenny, but there's one there that Sandra can steal.
Sandra?
I don't know. Herbs?
Oh, my God. If you'd said cremini, if you'd said
what? Well, when you have this on your list, you can say it. Yes, mushroom is it. Yes.
Mushrooms. Morels.
Mosquito.
Shiitakes.
Mustache. Mumble. Murder. Mother. Musty. Muscle. Musk. I skipped mushroom, and still to come was music.
That's how much she hates Elon Musk. She won't even say his last name. Right. She won't even describe his last name.
I don't hate him.
You hate him.
I do not.
Top of your hateable list was who this year?
Elon Musk.
Thank you.
But he was also on my most loved.
That makes no sense.
It does.
All right. Scoremaster Steve.
All right. We have 7 for Jenny, 0 for Sandra.
When he's craning his neck at your sheet over there, Kim, it's because he's not keeping score.
Oh, okay.
That's not true.
All right,
okay,
Sandra.
Okay, then why were you looking at my list?
I just wanted to make sure mine was accurate.
You do that every day.
No, you don't.
All right, Sandra. On your mark. Get set. Go.
Okay. This is... someone who is ambitious and someone who wants to move ahead in life. They're a real
motivated.
They're a real person that just they strive for more. They're the person.
Go getter.
Yes, yes. This is somebody that may moisten the sheets when they're sleeping at night. So they are if they tinkle in the place they sleep. A child up until about the age of 5 or 6, hopefully, maybe. They are.
Bedwetter.
Yes. This is a kind of dog. It's orange to red, and it's from the one of the British Isles. It's a dog with long orangey hair, and it's from a country that's right next to
England.
A country that's right next to England. Name the country next to England. Oh Lord, here we go.
Scott Terrier. Scott Terrier.
No, I'm gonna move on. This is what you say when someone does something nice for you. You say, oh.
Thank you.
Yes. When you tell somebody that you care for them deeply, but you don't use the letter I or the word I in front of it, you just say it's like a greeting between friends, or it's when you meet. Oh.
Love you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Scoremaster Steve.
Sandra was able to get 4, but Jenny had 7.
Jenny! Oh, wait. Wrong music. Sorry. Go getter, bed wetter, Irish setter was what we were working on there. She could have stolen that. But would you have stolen that point, Jenny? Would you have known Irish setter there?
No, I couldn't get it.
Love letter, never been better. That should have been interesting. Thank you, love you, miss you, hey you, and bye-bye. Sandra, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Jenny, congratulations. Southern Tequila and Taco Festival tickets are yours.
Thank you so much.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So Long, London, one of the songs on Taylor Swift's Tortured Poets Department. Ba-dum-bum. You'll be saying, well, hello, London. See what I did there?
I do.
Because Wembley is a flyaway, because you certainly can't walk there or take a car. You have to fly, and we're going to fly you. Taylor Swift's Wembley Flyaway. Enter to win the ultimate Taylor Swift Eras Tour experience, Wembley Stadium in London. Hello, London. It's coming up on June 22nd. That's in England, by the way. Round trip inclusive. Of airfare and hotel for you and a guest. Spending cash and 2 tickets to Taylor Live in concert. Presented by Ray Varner Ford. Oh, stop it, Ray Varner. K killing us over here. Love this. Good stuff. Lord knows we couldn't afford to do it on our own. So there you have it. Go to star1021fm.com. Click on the Taylor Swift Eras Tour banner right there. Follow all the directions. Oh, buddy, there's some hoops. And you enter to win from Star 102.1. So flatlining the Gen Zs. I've told you I've done it recently where I love to say something, or sometimes I don't even realize I'm doing it. Or I'll say something and then the person I'm dealing with generally in the Gen Z, and they'll just go blank. You know,
you're just being you.
Just
and
me
just...
being me. Maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe that's the entire problem. It's just me being me.
But I think we all do it.
The last time I did it was when I was at a bank doing a transaction, and I was asking for cash back off of a check I was depositing, and they said, "How'd you like that back?" And I said, "American." And I got crickets like I'd never gotten crickets before. I thought, oh, Lord. I'm like, really? Wow. So I said, two 50s, a couple of 10s would be nice. Thanks. But now I have been flatlined by a Gen Z where my mouth literally dropped a gape. Ah, what? And then played it hard. Drive-through fast food, surprising.
Were you using your app?
Drive-through fast food without pinpointing who it was, because it doesn't matter. I should give them full credit. I mean, I really should. It was brilliant. Brilliant.
Full credit even.
Full credit brilliance. I got flatlined by a Gen Z, and I'm talking maybe even Gen Alpha.
Oh.
I mean, I think they were like maybe 17.
Well, that would be Alpha.
17, 18. Would that be Alpha?
Yeah.
Yeah. Flatlined by an Alpha.
Oh.
So I was handed the bag, and I don't know if you notice or not, but the bag is always wide open when they hand it to you through the fast food. Well, they don't roll it down.
Yeah.
And I guess, who are they going to, you know, why are they going to take the extra step of rolling it down? If you want to keep the hot in there, you roll it down. If you're going to eat out of the bag, you don't mind it open. First thing I'll always do is always look inside the bag. I want to, if I know the number of items I've got, I'll look in the bag quickly. Also notice napkin, the straw, the whole thing.
Like the Walmart checker.
Like the Walmart checker?
Yeah, you know, they look at the receipt.
You mean Sam's Club, Kim?
All right, nobody, no, Walmart does that too.
Yeah, they do?
Yeah.
If it's outside of the bag, yeah.
I've never, ever had my receipt checked at the Walmart.
Oh, because of the self-checkout.
Who knew?
Mm-hmm.
So I check the bag and I say, oh, there doesn't seem to be any napkins in here. And she said, it was sounded so good, it had to have been rehearsed. She said, well, you probably got extras the last time you were here, so...
Wow.
And I just like, I'm like, ah. And then she there was two more things still. We're not even done yet.
Oh.
You probably got some extras last time you were here, so... She saw me face blind. I mean, I was just like, So check your glove box. And then she closed the window.
Oh. Wow. I'd be mad.
One half of a nanosecond later, boom, the window flies open. She goes, gotcha.
I'm like, oh. Like, that's great.
I said, please tell me. You've done this to others. You've done this. She goes, yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
Anytime somebody's got a napkin issue. She called it a napkin issue.
Oh, that's funny.
I said, well, not having napkins is not a napkin issue. It's just the fact that I don't have napkins. She goes, well, question, do you have... She made me reach over my glove box and prove that I actually did have napkins. Uh-huh. I'm like, well, you know.
Because we all shove them in there.
I'm like, I said, you're brilliant.
That's great.
And she says, I know. She was feeling her oats.
Good for her. Okay. At least she's talking.
Because
let's think about that. Most of them won't say anything. I'm not yelling. Most of them won't say anything.
I know. That's why we call it flatlining the Gen Z. Maybe this Gen Alpha is a whole different brew.
Good for her.
Maybe they're just a whole different set of humans.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Interaction.
You probably have some extras from the last time you were here. So. And then like. Checking your glove box.
That's
like,
awesome.
Oh my God. And then close the door and then bam, I gotcha.
You gotta have a way to have fun with your job.
I know.
Yeah, I love
that's
it.
Awesome.
I want that video. I want that. I said, is there a video of that? She goes, I hope not. No. There you go. Gen X.
Love
flatlined
it.
By Alpha or Z, either one.
On Friday, Morgan Wallen finally spoke out about the chair throwing incident at Chiefs in Nashville, where the chair landed within a few feet of the police officers that were down there on the street. And he said, I hadn't spoken out because I didn't feel like I should speak out publicly until I'd checked in with a few people privately. So he
did a lot of checking in with people after he dropped the N-bomb, got caught doing that. So he checked in with a lot of people and seems to be the modus operandi. He does something, he checks in with people.
Well, you should probably, because he wanted to check in with the Nashville law enforcement, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
He checked in with his family, which also makes sense.
How do you check in with the, do you ask for a meeting, the cops? Do you get the cop involved that was there when he almost got hit by the chair? Do you do it with the chief? Who do you do it with?
I think yes to both.
Okay.
Don't you? Because, you know.
I don't know. There's no details.
The officer's down on this. I mean, he doesn't have to tell us, but I would think if you're in that situation, if you ask for a meeting now, whether they give it to you or not, I don't know. But I would think you would. His family, and then, of course, the people at Chiefs as well, because it was their business that he did it at.
If the yes man decided to throw a chair off Chiefs and landed within 3 feet of a police officer and asked to get together with the cops to have a little chat. You think it would go over as well? You think it would be easy? You think they would say yes to that?
No, they'd throw me under the jail.
I'm just saying, well, he was in jail too. I mean, he went to jail.
But I'm just saying,
you think they're going to want to sit down with anybody else?
Probably not.
I'm just saying, like, that's so right there is celebrity justice.
It is. Yeah.
And
if
you know,
he got that meeting, because he said he checked in with them. So, I mean, I assume he got that meeting.
It'd be great if that ends up being like a 911 call he made or something.
I'm trying to get a meeting here.
TMZ. Yeah. TMZ's got the audio of Morgan. Hey, 911, this is Morgan. I just wanted to say, sorry, didn't mean to. If you could pass that along. Thanks. Yeah. You know.
So he says, I'm not proud of my behavior and I did accept responsibility responsibility. Then he followed it up with an actual post. He says, I have the utmost respect for the officers working every day to keep us all safe.
Well, who did he think was down there, by the way? He knows Nashville pretty well. Anybody that throws a chair off at any time in the night, you're probably within, at least a few feet of not only people, but cops are everywhere.
I agree.
There are not cops within 10 feet of you. I mean, all the time down there.
I think probably if he had had some drinks, he wasn't thinking.
He didn't. Was he charged with public intoxication? Because I don't remember that being one of the charges.
I don't think that was on. It was
okay.
Well, no.
I'm sure you, like you said, you probably had to be drinking to throw something like that.
Yeah,
but
I don't think public intoxication was one of them.
Who did he think was down there?
I don't think he thought. I really, and it doesn't matter.
I can tell you,
you
I
know
have been,
somebody's down there.
You
though.
Don't know this because you've never been drunk. You know this because you've been drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I know this because I've been drunk. And I know there is a split moment, second, nanosecond of clarity when you're about to do something stupid.
It's a lot shorter when you're drinking.
True, but at the same time, you kind of know. I mean, I hate that you don't know what you're doing when you're drinking thing. I don't necessarily completely believe that.
Do you think that clarity came when he let go of the chair, though? I mean, does the clarity come maybe as
you're... He had to have said to himself, I cannot believe that he's a blackout drunk. And this was not a blackout drunk situation because he didn't look that way in the video of him being arrested. And I mean, he's got to know, like, okay, I'm famous, I'm rich, I'm about to throw a chair off of the top of a building. There could be, like, he doesn't do the devil's advocate thing.
Do you really think that goes, I mean, I don't know, because I've not been drunk. Does that go through your head?
Not really.
You say you've never been
drunk.
I've
jumped off of a house. Lord. Like, it wasn't like a two-story big house or anything, but I've been drunk and jumped off a house before.
Now we know the problem.
I hit my head.
I don't even think you needed to hit your head for it to be the what you've become. Wrap it up quickly. What do you got?
So also one of the things I found interesting, though, is after he said, I appreciate and respect all the officers working every day to keep us all safe. But then he goes straight to regarding my tour. There's not going to be any change. Did he have to put that in the apology? Or the I'm taking responsibility post?
Well, maybe people, as the conspiracies were saying after this happened, that this is all a bit of a staged stunt. And, oh, by the way, you know, I am on tour. Keep coming. Not that he has to do that.
I don't think that should have been part of the apology.
What I think he's saying is it doesn't seem like there's any court dates coming up that will interfere with the concert tour is what he's saying.
Yeah, because
that's probably what that means.
His court date is May 3rd or something like that.
So more than likely, he does not have a date for May 3rd. Or they could just fly him in or whatever. He's just letting you know.
It just seems odd that was in this contrition thing.
It seems opportune.
Yeah.
It does. Start with a 2.1. I think Tyler feels that he was given a little short shrift earlier today in the Taylor Swift facts he collected. He keeps referencing them off the air. I said, come up with a list of like the little Easter eggs and little tidbits of information that snuck out about this album that dropped on Friday and we played all day Friday. And go ahead, pick one. Pick one. Get it out there. I know you worked your ass off on a spiral notebook. Who has a spiral notebook still, by the way?
Apparently he does.
Hang on. You said put it on paper, so I looked everywhere I could to find some paper, and I pulled it out of wherever I could pull it from.
I thought maybe you would just print it off here after you put it into a file or something on your computer.
Like on your computer.
You literally like wrote it down on spiral note and then ripped out the spiral notebook.
Yeah, I didn't even make a clean cut either.
Oh my goodness gracious, dude. Give me any tidbit, dude. Any tidbit, because you've been just leaking them out to us off the air. So come on, give us good. And this one better be good.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say one that I think is a pretty good one. It's contemporary. So the alchemy, being in love with Travis, that's what it's about. She makes a bunch of sports references, but she also says in her lyrics, where's the trophy? He just comes running over to me.
I don't get it.
After the Super Bowl.
Where's the... He knew exactly...
Forget the trophy. That's my trophy.
Well, then she should have said, forget the trophy.
You have to read into these things. She's not going to spell it all out
for
us.
No, it's art. It's not just...
Okay, you're telling me about art. Funny. Go ahead. Give me another one. As we're sending you to Wembley, by the way, go to starwater21fm.com. That's our website. Now available on computers. And enter to win your chance to go to London, England, courtesy of and presented by Ray Varner Ford, everybody. Wembley, June 22nd. Oh, you'd like to take a birthday girl with you.
That's
nice.
Right. Yeah, I'll go.
That's mm-hmm. right. Round trip inclusive of airfare and hotel for you and a guest, spending cash and two tickets to see Taylor live in concert. Give me another one. I gave you time to think about it.
The Tortured Poets Department.
Uh-huh. In Kohl's.
Yeah.
They take Kohl's cash in the Tortured Poets Department.
She talks about Matt Healy. And she mentions, you smoked and then ate 7 bars of chocolate. And there is a 1975 song titled Chocolate.
Okay. So we are supposed to draw the link between the two.
Yes, mm-hmm. That is correct.
Right.
And she also mentioned Charlie Puth.
Name drop Charlie, yes.
Matt Healy has an obsession. Well, they both have an obsession with each other.
Does she ever name drop Matt Hinken by any chance?
Matt Hinken?
Weatherman from Channel 6. Matt Healy, Matt Hinken. Any outtakes where she stumbled and said Matt Hinken by accident?
Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah.
All you people want is more, 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 more. Give me.
More. That's right, everybody. We're the show that will wash the mouth out with soap of any of our coworkers. Did I literally grab you by the ear today?
You did.
Drag you down the hall.
By the earlobe.
And wash your... That wasn't the earlobe, dude. I had it up in the cuff.
It's like up here in the...
I felt it right here.
You feel it in the... Yeah. I thought I grabbed you in the upper ear.
I just watched the video. I was going to ask you if you've actually seen the video.
I'm looking at the video right now, actually. Like, I have it over here on my phone. And you grabbed in the center, but your thumb drapes down to the earlobe. So I felt it on my earlobe too.
Because it looks like you've got him like in the cup of the ear, whatever that's called.
Yeah, I cupped him. I grabbed the ear.
It felt weird all morning. I don't know why.
Oh, for God's sake, you puss.
Had you ever been drugged by your ear before that?
Probably.
I've never been drugged by my ear.
Would you like me to start?
No. No, I wouldn't.
Maybe tomorrow I'll drag you by your ear.
No, I don't want to be drugged by my ear.
Down the hall and wash your mouth out with soap.
That looks so gross, by the way, because it's already foamy. So it's not like you, like with the bar soap. It looked like, you know, it kind of has to build, I would think.
Well, you said that you, at one point, had to bite a bar of soap and just keep it in your mouth for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, you can kind of block that, can't you? Like, if you put the bar of soap in your mouth and you close your, even you close your lips around it, you're not, like, chewing on it.
But if your mouth's a little bit wet, it's going to...
Well, your mouth's always a little bit wet.
Yeah, so it's going to naturally dissolve a little bit into your mouth.
And think about when you put something, like, sour or... You know, something in your mouth,
I can
the
block
saliva
that.
Starts.
I can block that.
Can you?
Yeah.
I don't know, the saliva starts working.
I can let it sit in there. Yes, eventually. But I'm saying for the 30 seconds that you said you had a bar of soap in your mouth, I would have been like, okay. You ever eaten something and tried not to taste it and were able to not taste it?
No.
Yeah, I've done that before.
You can like not taste it. You can choose not to taste something.
What was that cheese we had that time? I could not taste
Limburger it. Limburger cheese, but that's about more smell than it was taste. But I actually have eaten things and I said, I'll chew it fast and swallow it and get it down. And I literally I can stop myself from tasting it.
Yeah, I don't think I'm able to do that.
And you block the breathing in your nose. That helps too.
Right. So I was able to do that, grab his ear And, you know, just so you know, for those who are going to complain, that's
not real. Is somebody complaining?
I'm saying for those of you that will complain, I'm sure it's going to be on our socials at some point. You're going to save that for later this afternoon or something?
I've already posted it on Facebook, but we're going to have it on TikTok and Instagram later.
Okay. We are just playing. I said to him, give me your camera phone. I'll drag you by the ear down to the bathroom and we'll wash your mouth out with soap. And you willingly said, okay.
Yeah.
So for the deposition, now he's just said it. Okay. You're right. Yep. So because there's a poll out that 12% of us have had our mouths washed out with soap. I don't think I know. I know I saw it one time, or at least I thought that I saw it, because I think I said this earlier this morning, that a teacher had dragged a student into the bathroom and then, I guess, saying the words, I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap. And then, of course, she never did it because he didn't come out spitting and choking and wheezing and all the things that you would assume.
Can you imagine if a teacher today, saying it probably wouldn't get them in trouble, but if they tried to wash out someone's mouth?
If you threatened a child... Let me tell you something. And I come from an era where I raised my kids a little bit more feral than these kids are being raised today. I didn't come to their rescue every time, only when they needed it. But I'll tell you right now, if a teacher threatened my child with any kind of physicality at all, they were going to rue that day because you're not allowed to threaten my child in any capacity, even today as an adult. If I find out you've threatened my child as an adult, I'm coming for you. And I may at some point in my life spend the rest of my life in jail. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Okay? Well, I do care. But
I could see you doing that.
Oh, if they harmed my children or my grandchildren. Oh, and by the way, did you see where I fixed your cover art?
It was cute as could be.
Cover art, where you had me all tatted over and pretending to be Post Malone. I fixed that.
It was cute as could be.
Check out our Facebook page.
Sweet picture.
But let me tell you, if my daughter had ever come home and said, so-and-so teacher threatened to do this or threatened to do that, and it was physical, I would be up there in a heartbeat. I would have their job. And then if it's a dude, I'd have his ass. Okay? Don't get excited.
Ooh.
Don't get excited over there. I know it's a lonely time for you. So
be ripping heads.
I would be ripping heads off and bowling with them. I would take them to the bowling alley where Kim and her husband made out like children. Mm-hmm. And I would bowl it down that alley. So yes, 12% of people have had their mouths washed out with soap. They didn't break it down by age, but for the comments, it sounds like more of an old school thing that isn't done much anymore. Maybe because not everyone has bars of soap these days. Now, I use a bar of soap. I use a bar of soap in the shower. Mm-hmm. I can never get used to the shower gel on a washcloth thing because I go spelunking and I don't want to come up with any dirt.
Do you not use it with your hands, though, like over your body and stuff, just the gel?
Why would I do that? It just slips to your fingers. You don't get a true lather out of that.
No, you do. You can see the suds and stuff on your body.
You need soap, a bar of soap in your hand.
Do you not have a loofah?
I do. When I use my olive oil soap that I have to have for the rest of my life, and I will do that if I need just a quick, if I'm not doing a deep cleanse.
Right.
Okay. If I'm showering on a second day, I'll get out the olive oil soap and I'll put it in the loofah and I'll just get all lathered up because it smells like olive oil and lavender. And it helps me sleep. But if I'm going in because
it just made me think of a baby with lavender helping you go to sleep at night.
It's like the Johnson and Johnson.
The Johnson and Johnson. No, but if I've got a sheen to me and I need to knock that sheen off, it's the bar of soap. And so I will lather up with that. So I don't use the gel soap. So I've got the bar of soap and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. It would be chewy, I would assume, but it's going to be disgusting. One person said, my mom tried to do it with my sister. And she bit down on the bar and swallowed part of it. My mom completely panicked. And that was the last time that ever happened. Another one joked, soap actually tastes pretty good from what I remember.
Ooh.
Now our comments, of course, because people, when I put something up on Facebook, how do you not know that I'm generally asking for more than just a yes or a no?
We want conversation.
When I say things like, have you ever had your mouth washed out with soap? 12% of you have, LOL. And then I get people who just say, yes, like Chris Ogle, or yes, from Catherine, never, from Deandra. Then I guess there's no story if never. But we do actually, if I go most relevant, let's see. Eric, guilty. Carrie, yes, I was four. Spit it in the sink. Looked at my mother and said, don't you know that stuff can kill me? I have a much older brother and won't repeat what I allegedly said.
I love that as a four-year-old. Don't you know that can kill me? Yeah.
Jillian, yes, a red crayon-shaped bar of soap, I think, for sassing back to my parents. My mom felt terrible afterwards and gave a lollipop to wash out the taste. Janine says, not exactly. I had to brush my teeth with soap when I didn't brush my teeth.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, so if you're not going to use toothpaste, you're going to use soap?
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah? You're not going to brush your teeth on your own? Well, watch this, and then puts... Ew. A piece of soap or maybe some, I guess that would be liquid soap then, I guess.
Yeah.
But, now, okay, hang on. Soap has dripped onto my toothbrush before. And I know that because as I was brushing my teeth, it foamed up way, way too much. And I did have a tinge of taste of soap in my mouth. So, yes.
How did soap drip on your toothpaste?
Because I don't have a stand that I put my toothbrush in. It just lays on the counter next to my sink, next to the toothpaste. And the soap bar, I mean, the soap dispenser, which is sometimes can be right above it, depending on, method.
Like the pump thing?
Or a pump thing. Yeah. It must have dripped right onto my soap, onto my toothbrush, because I was like, this is a lot of lather and tastes weird. So I knew that I have brushed with soap before, but unintentionally.
I saw something today that said we should be washing our toothbrush with toothpaste every day anyway. Nope. And I'm like, I'm not doing that.
No, you misspoke. Washing our toothbrush with soap every day, not toothpaste.
Oh, I'm sorry. With soap every day. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm not doing that because, first of all, the taste. And how do you get the soap out of it? Because how do you get the soap out of anything?
You rinse.
Well, but with the toothbrush, you've never washed
like a brush that you've used?
Yeah.
Well, that's got hairspray and all sorts of shit.
Yeah, I wash brushes and stuff regularly, but the taste.
By the way, 94% of people never wash their brush regularly, like someone says she does.
Well, I do.
You wash your brush.
Oh, you have to, because mine has purple stuff in it too, because the hair color. Yeah.
I actually have had to have my wife move into the shower to start spraying her hair now.
To spray just regular hairspray?
I saw something. I complained because she stands in front of the way our shower is configured in our house, in our main bedroom, is that the glass of the shower is right behind where she stands at her vanity. And so when she sprays her hair, it puts a coating all over that.
I can see where that would happen.
Okay. So I said, don't do that. Go do that somewhere else. You're getting all that, because you want the glass to be so clean, and then she says, yeah, right. So she walked out and she was doing it in front of, so we have a chest of drawers,
Not chest of drawers.
And it's got a mirror on it. She stands in front. But when she was doing that, the sun was behind her and the amount of vapor, liquid, whatever it is coming out of that damn hairspray can was drifting over our bed. Which, of course, is in front of the dresser with, of course, the mirror, because you know.
Yeah.
My OnlyFans account.
You got to get your freak on.
Let's get my freak on. Because if I can't see it, it's not happening.
Right. Oh, wow.
Right? It's not video. And so it's like, and I just had this beautiful comforter made for her and spraying it. It's like, I'm like, look what you've done. Look what you're doing. What? It's spraying all over the bed. I'm like, I don't want to sleep in your hairspray.
Does she use an aerosol?
A what?
An aerosol, is it?
It sprays.
So it, or is it's it a pump?
It sprays. It's like, I thought aerosol cans were done, but I guess they changed. Well, whatever.
Them. I mean.
It sprays, like the old style air.
So
like,
it's not a pump. It's a Okay.
Right. Yeah. And it's everywhere.
Yeah, that uses.
I'm like, you know what you need to do now? Because luckily even if you stand in our shower, she can still see what she's doing in her mirror.
Yeah.
Because, mirrors and showers.
Mirrors everywhere.
I'm now asking her to stand in the shower where the next shower or the constant cleaning she does of the shower will knock down all of that hairspray residue that's all over the flipping place. Like, do you not see? It's like a cloud. You're like Pig Pen from the Peanuts cartoons. Just a constant...
billowing.
Side note, having all those mirrors is a sign of narcissism.
No, it's a sign of needing to look at yourself when you get ready in the morning. What are you talking about? All those mirrors.
Well, you've mentioned like three separate mirrors.
I've mentioned two separate mirrors. One in her vanity, but guess what? I have one too. And then a mirror over the dresser, the chest of drawers or chest of drawers. That's for when we can look at ourselves when we don't have sex.
When you don't have sex.
That's right. Look at us. Look at us not having sex.
Look at that beautiful comforter.
Look at this. Look at
all laid out and undisturbed.
It's a quilt. Let's see here. Soapy Mountain Suds.
That's, yeah.
Soapy Mountain Suds has kicked into the comments of when have you had your mouth washed out with soap? Randolph William Cooper III here, owner of Soapy Mountain Suds. I've had my mouth washed out with soap. Same bar my dad used to scrub his family jewels with.
What? That conjures up a...
Talk about a flavor combination. Now I make soap for a living. Guess I really came full circle. What is that? If he's got a horrific memory of soap.
Salty and bitter.
And by the way, are you talking about salty nuts? Are you really?
Oh my God.
I just said salty and bitter. I didn't say nuts.
Well, what else are we talking about?
But he's talking about the family jewels.
Well, then what is he? Then what do you?
I mean, I alluded to it.
What correlation are you making?
Oh.
You're making a correlation.
Yeah.
I'm not stupid. I figured it out.
Poor Randolph. William.
There's got to be something psychological about a man who, and I don't know if he's actually making that story up. That could be funny there. Randolph William Cooper III. Oh. Sounds like he should be in investments. You know?
Doesn't he?
You know.
Who's your money man? Randolph William Cooper III.
I do soap at Soapy Mountain Suds. Yeah, I don't know if there's a psychology there or he's just bullshitting us, but that's a funny comment nonetheless. Leanne, yep, I remember when, where, and exactly what I said to my father. You know what you didn't tell us, Leanne? What you exactly said to your father that got your mouth washed out with soap. So,
and when and where it happened.
Tanya, yep, only happened once. Learned my lesson. So great stories, people. Linda, here we go. Yes, have I ever cursed? We were in trouble. Bar soap in your mouth we go. Maybe it messed up the way she speaks. I was so gross. It was so gross, but taught us a lesson. So there you go. So, yeah, I don't think it's done much anymore. I don't think these kids are punished enough today. And I certainly don't think it's with a bar of soap in their mouth.
I think parents and grandparents, well, I don't know. Grandparents might still, I don't know.
Let me tell you something. I would never discipline my grandchildren. I would tell them something. I will tell them firmly.
Yeah.
But if I, let me tell you something.
But that's disciplining,
if my
isn't
mother,
it?
Okay, so yeah, I don't mean fit, then I mean physical discipline.
Yeah.
Okay. Because if my mother or my father or my in-laws ever laid hands on my child.
Oh.
Now, my grandmother whipped hell out of my younger brother. I mean, turned him over her knee. But that's, just keep in mind, that's in the 1970s.
Yeah.
So a whole different era.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening. And keep those soap bars out of your mouth. Or the foamy soap, Tyler.
Okay. And off the nuts.
Oh, Lord!